USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to six, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Representative Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat from Texas, closed an account with Bank of China following a news report. Gonzalez's most recent financial disclosure forms list holdings worth more than $100,000 with the bank owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Media outlet BuzzFeed announced Tuesday it had laid off 45 reporters, editors, and producers from the newly acquired Huffington Post, a.k.a. HuffPost. HuffPost executive editor Hillary Frey and Louise Rogue also resigned over the layoffs. All residents 16 and over in Alaska can now get their COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
14 spring training games today in baseball. First game is at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Biden administration is on the losing end of the U.S.-Mexico border. After eliminating President Trump's strong border policies, the amount of unaccompanied children has exponentially grown, and the policy of allowing COVID-19-infected immigrants onto the streets of America unhindered is nothing short of a COVID-19 super-spreader policy. Immigrants at the border are telling reporters President Biden's policies are the reason they are here. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed Border Patrol facilities in recent weeks. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration can no longer deny that their policies caused that surge. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV comments from the White House are the direct cause.
They can no longer say that this is not a crisis, that they have not mismanaged this situation, and they can no longer say we didn't cause this. It just happened. Because you're hearing from people coming to the border that they heard the president's remark and therefore they came to the border. When you have the DHS secretary and the president's spokesperson going out here and saying, don't come now, just wait. Don't come now. What they're saying is, we will allow you to illegally come. This is saying we will allow you to break the law.
The Biden administration continues to say there is no crisis at the 1,954 miles southwest border. USA Radio News.